heart of Sharjah.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Hello again, fellow space cadets, and welcome to another hour of Kalam Astro. I must say that I'm elated to chat with all of you about what's going on and what's happening out there in the vast cosmos. So you're not going to believe some of the amazing discoveries and news, or let's say updates, on tonight's show on Kalam Astro. And most importantly, I have an exciting announcement when it comes to someone, an astronaut, who is originally from Sharjah, that has done an incredible achievement and has graduated from NASA's astronaut program. Later on, we'll also be talking about observing Ramadan Crescent. There is an amazing invitation by the Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology, inviting all of you guys to observe Ramadan Crescent to get the mood up, to get hyped up for Ramadan. Ramadan is going to be after tomorrow. So we've got exciting news, exciting discussions and updates. And I must say, one of the most updates or discussions that I am pretty much excited to talk about is aliens. And if aliens were actually looking for us and then they discovered Earth, what would they do? Right, so I would encourage that all of you to get ready for another fun-filled hour learning about the wonders of the cosmos. So I'd love for all of you to strap in. It's going to be a wild ride. Right, talk to you all right after the break. Hope you enjoy the music on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. I hope you've enjoyed the break and are ready to kick off our great, amazing space journey all together. Right, now I've got some exciting news and I thought that I might have to jump right into the news. I was on the fence, to be honest, at the beginning. I was thinking, should I announce it at the end of the show or at the beginning of the show? Well, then I thought, why not just announce it right now? I'm just too excited. You know me, if I get too excited. Anyhow, right. So the amazing announcement is that NASA's Emirati graduates, who are Noor Al-Matroshi and Mohammed Al-Mulla, have graduated in a NASA ceremony last Tuesday, and they've completed 2 years of astronaut training. Now, the special news is that Noor Al-Matroshi is actually from the city of Sharjah, which is an amazing achievement. And I'm sure her parents and everyone in the city of Sharjah and in the UAE as a whole are super proud of Noor Al-Matroshi. Now, let's talk a little bit about Noor Al-Matroshi to know her better, let's say. Right, so Noor Al-Matroshi is 31 years old. She's a mechanical engineer, and she wanted to follow the footsteps of Hazza Al-Mansouri, the first Emirati in space, and Sultan Al-Nayyadi, who's now the Minister of Youth, and he is the person who completed a six-month mission on board the International Space Station last year. Now, this graduation holds a remarkable importance for Noora and Mohammed. Now, Mohammed Al-Mulla, he's 36 years old and he is a former Dubai Police helicopter pilot as well. Now, both of them, after the ceremony of graduation, what happens next is that the graduation of Al-Matroshi and Al-Mulla will help boost the UAE space program as the nation's astronaut corps gain 2 more members. Now, the graduation ceremony was streamed live on NASA's website at 7:30 p.m. UAE time, of course, last Tuesday. They've graduated along 10 US astronauts who have also received their silver astronaut pin. And NASA has been awarding these pins since 1963 to all of the astronauts who complete basic training. So the silver ones are given to those who have completed their training but have yet to fly to space. The gold ones are awarded to the astronauts who have already gone to space. So the Emirati astronauts have given their speeches at the graduation ceremony, and I would say let's hope that both of them, Noor Al-Matroshi and Mohammed Al-Mulla, get their golden pins very, very soon, because if they fly to space very soon, they will be getting their golden pins. And that is, again, a remarkable achievement for the United Arab Emirates. Right, a quick break and we will be coming back. Don't go anywhere, we've just started our journey. Nowhere to go except for Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Yes, this is Kalam Astro. Welcome back, everyone, to Kalam Astro, the amazing space show with your host, annoying host, I must say, Ali Al-Nuemi. Right. So I hope you're all feeling very excited and elated because we're getting even closer to the start of the month Ramadan. Yes, the holy month of Ramadan is going to begin tomorrow evening? No, after tomorrow evening, inshallah. Right, yes. So, I wanted to start off by telling you about a really interesting event happening tomorrow that I think many of you would enjoy. Well, because the Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology has issued a public invitation to come to observe the Ramadan Crescent at their Sharjah Optical Observatory from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Now, they will have their high-power telescope set up so you can try and spot the tiny silver off the new moon in the early evening sky. And it's always amazing, I must say, to see the beginning of Ramadan marked right before our own very eyes. So I do encourage everyone, because it's a special experience to share with family and friends, go there, you might get a chance to spot the crescent. And I know Ramadan is all about community, we all know that, so this seems like a perfect way to kick things off and start Ramadan, basically. So, right, if you are planning to make your way to Sharjah tomorrow evening, or you are in Sharjah, do accept this invitation and do text us on 4215. Let me know if you guys are going there. I might be there as well. So even if you can't make it, I really do encourage everyone to try their best to observe the crescent themselves if the weather allows it, or you can spot it from your home. Again, I must say, spotting the crescent brings joy into our hearts because it means or signifies the start of the holy month of Ramadan. This does help enhance that spiritual connection that we have because we know that we've entered the amazing holy month of Ramadan. So if you got any plans, what are your Ramadan plans so far? I definitely love to hear what you guys will be up to in the first days of fasting. How is fasting going with you, or how would it go with you, basically? Do give me a shout out on our SMS 4215. Text me on 4215. I'd love to hear from you guys. Are you excited? How far are you prepared for Ramadan? And I must say that I have a lineup of exciting discussions to have with you on Kalam Astro during the month of Ramadan, and I cannot wait for it to kick off or start, to be honest. Yes, and I have actually been planning for that for a very, very long time. It's like 2-3 months ago, I've been thinking what kind of space topics that I can include or speak or talk about in Kalam Astro when it comes to the holy month of Ramadan. And I found amazing discussions, which are related to the Holy Quran and its connection to space and the miracles of the Holy Quran, and how so many amazing miracles were discovered in the holy book, the Quran. And then scientists discovered that all of these amazing miracles that are dated back to 1,400 plus years are actually true. Right, so this is just giving you a hint. I will not expose or spoil anything for you. Spoiler alert, everyone. Right, so yeah, enough said, I would say. So again, the amazing event is organized by the Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology. They're issuing a public invitation again from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow, March 10th. Make sure that you mark your calendars and do not miss this amazing event, because this means Ramadan is starting. Yay, I'm so excited. Don't ask me. Ramadan is my best month ever, by the way. Anyhow, right. A quick break and we will be coming back. We have lots and tons of other discussions to have on Kalam Astro, so don't go anywhere. Do not change those lovely radio waves. Keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95. Pulse 95. This is Pulse 95.
Keeping it local all day, every day.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
I'm glad you haven't changed the radio waves if you're still tuning in. It means that, yes, you're still listening to Kalam Astro. Welcome back, and I hope you've enjoyed the break on Pulse 95. Yeah, because we've got some real good smart music. Right, we do, don't we? We have amazing covers, or music covers. Right, so let's get back to our space topics for tonight. Right, so in tonight's segment, or let me say in this segment, we are going to discuss a fascinating new discovery about some of the moons in our solar system that may have oceans beneath their icy shells. Yes, you heard that correctly, because scientists have long thought that places like Europa and Enceladus. Now, for those who don't know, Europa follows planet Jupiter and Enceladus is Saturn's moon. Yes, they are the moons of Jupiter and Saturn. And so, these moons could have salty oceans under thick ice crust, which is simply amazing. Now, the researchers believe that they may have found a way to learn or to find out more about these mysterious oceans without even going there. Yes, you don't need a rocket. Scientists don't need to fly all the way to Europa and Enceladus to know more about the salty oceans under those thick, thick ice crust of Europa and Enceladus. How did that happen? Well, the scientists were actually inspired by studying ice shelves in Antarctica. Now, underwater robots have measured how the thickness of the ice in Antarctica ice shelves have changed in different areas. What the scientists did is by looking at this and the temperature of the water below, which is below the ice shelves in Antarctica, they have learned or found out about how the ice and ocean interact. So possibly this would happen in the moons, Europa and Enceladus, because they do have oceans under the thick ice crust. Now, what the scientists did is that they wondered if a similar process could be happening on Europa and Enceladus, as I said, then the thickness of their icy shells could provide clues or evidence about the oceans below in these two moons, Europa and Enceladus, because the ice is thicker, the pressure is greater, and therefore it will push down on the ocean, and this might affect how warm or cold is the ocean. Now, there is an interesting phenomenon which is called ice pumping. Now, this phenomenon is all about the ice above getting thicker in some spots, and this causes the ocean water to melt and then refreeze in different areas below, and this changes the makeup of the ice shell. Now, the researchers think that if they can measure how thick the ice shells are on places like planet Europa, which is the moon, and Enceladus as well. So yeah, let's take Europa for now. So if they can measure how thick the ice shells on places like Europa from an orbiting spacecraft, so they don't have to go all the way, they just have to send a robot or a spacecraft, they might get hints about the temperatures in the oceans in these amazing moons, Europa and Enceladus. So that could help tell if they might be suitable for any living things in the future. Yes, spacecraft may be able to study the icy shells in Europa and Enceladus in more detail and give the scientists a peek at the oceans hiding underneath these amazing moons. How cool is that? This is simply amazing because these scientists don't have to travel all the way. They don't have to risk their lives and go all the way to the moons, which is, of course, simply impossible, to be honest, if you think about how far Europa and Enceladus, because Jupiter is very, very far from Earth. And yeah, that would be simply impossible for a human being to travel at the moment to go all the way. So a spacecraft is the option. So I would say I'm excited to have the scientists send these amazing spacecraft to study the oceans on the amazing moons, Europa and Enceladus, to get more information. I would say that was pretty cool. Right, so I would like for all of you to stay tuned in because we will learn more about the exciting search for life elsewhere in our solar system. Of course, some exciting updates as well coming your way, so don't go anywhere. Keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
It's a Shasha story.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Now, before I start discussing and talking, well, actually, I have to be honest, as I was on the break, I was thinking about aliens, right? So I thought, why not make this segment all about aliens? So I was thinking how fascinated human beings are when they find out that there are habitable planets or exoplanets or a possibility of another life outside the universe. We get so excited, like scientists get too excited when they announce that there might be life in outside of our blue planet. So I was thinking about aliens and if they actually found out about Earth and they found out about us, what do they think? And do they have their own media coverages and their own scientists? And are they talking about them discovering us? I don't know, but this seemed to me very, very fascinating. So, right, tonight and now we will be discussing an interesting study that scientists did to test equipment that may help find life on other planets, which is highly convenient to what I was thinking. Yes, so now let's pretend that aliens have found Earth, right? So they go like, scientists have discovered that life may exist on Earth, right? That would be too weird, right? Well, of course, because you're probably thinking, duh, of course. Like, in fact, it may feel a bit more accurate to say that life does exist on Earth for us as human beings, right? But then again, going back to the topic, scientists want to use big space telescopes, just like James Webb, to search for exoplanets. And they've been doing that, and worlds around other stars, of course, and that all of them might support life. So one telescope, which is being planned for, is called LIFE. And this telescope, amazing telescope from its name, LIFE, will be able to analyze the light from these planets' atmospheres, which are the exoplanets, to look for clues or any sign of life in these exoplanets. So certain gases could indicate if conditions allow liquid water, for example, and this would give a hand to scientists that life might exist if there's water, because water is an essential element for life, right? But the scientists first, they need to know if LIFE, which is the telescope, can actually do this. So instead of making fake exoplanet atmospheres, they studied planet Earth, our Earth. And then they came with the conclusion that they found out that Earth is a habitable planet, right? So what happened is that the scientists used data from a NASA satellite and they've created what the light from our atmosphere would look like from very, very far away. So they found out that even from 30 light years away, which is super, super, super duper far, must I mention, the new telescope LIFE should see that Earth is warm and has gases like carbon dioxide and methane, which are important elements that they are very, very related to life. So this proved that this new telescope, plant telescope LIFE, can find a habitable planet. All of this is just a fun to pretend Earth was another world by looking at ourselves from an alien view, of course. Now this is what the scientists have done. So scientists, basically, just not to make it very confusing for you, scientists have played a game where they pretended to be the aliens and they are trying to discover planet Earth, the blue planet. So they learned their telescope could spot signs of life on distant planets too. So in the future, life might or may find living exoplanets, and all because it could first see life here on Earth. So how cool to think about aliens may one day be able to learn about us in the same way. Again, just as I said, maybe or perhaps they have their own technology and their own telescopes to spot us, or let's say find us and get to know us, or, you know, get too excited just the same way we're trying to search for them, they're searching for us. So yeah, that would be very, very interesting. A quick break and we will be coming back. Don't go anywhere. Keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
heart of Sharjah.
What a story to tell.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Well, with this final farewell segment, I must say thank you for tuning in to Kalam Astro. I have enjoyed our amazing space trip tonight on Kalam Astro and on Pulse 95. It's been amazing, to be honest. And yeah, to give a quick wrap up on what we've discussed and what we've talked about astronaut Noor Al-Matrooshi, who is originally from Sharjah, who has received the astronaut badge, which is the silver badge, during the graduation ceremony of NASA's astronaut program 2024. I must say that we are all proud of her and proud of Muhammad Al-Mullah, who has also graduated with her, to get the silver pins. And I must remind you, the silver pins are granted to astronauts who have completed the training, and the next phase would be if they go all the way to space, they will be getting the gold pin from NASA, which is another milestone achievement or amazing achievement for the astronauts in the future. So let's hope Noor Al-Matrooshi and Muhammad Al-Mullah get to get their golden pins in a very short time in the near future. But I must say, this is a groundbreaking achievement for both Noor Al-Matrooshi and Muhammad Al-Mullah. This makes us truly, truly proud to see that the UAE is moving way forward when it comes to the space industry. Right, so we've covered astronaut Noor Al-Matrooshi's graduation ceremony from NASA's astronaut program. We also talked about the great event and invitation from the Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology, which is going to be tomorrow to observe Ramadan Crescent. So the invitation is all about a conference. They'll be having lots of discussions. They'll be observing the Ramadan Crescent, and the event will be from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. March 10th tomorrow. Be sure to be there. Mark your calendars. It's a great event. You guys will be able to learn a lot, and who knows, you probably might get a chance to get to see or observe the Ramadan Crescent with your family and friends. And if you can't do that and you can't go all the way to Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology, you can definitely try your best to view the Ramadan Crescent from home or anywhere where it may be visible. This will give you the vibes of Ramadan starting, and I must say, I'm pretty much excited, and all of us are. I'm sure all of us are. Just the Ramadan spiritual vibes and atmosphere is just kicking in, and I can feel it from now, to be honest, and I'm very, very excited. Right, so that was it for the Ramadan Crescent observation, which is going to be happening tomorrow, March 10th, 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. And we also talked about the solar system's ocean moons that may be habitable because of their icy shells that could hold proof of life, as what the scientists have found, that they include or have oceans under their thick icy shells, which was an amazing achievement. So we also talked about aliens and how would they find us if they had life hunting equipment. What would they think of our blue planet if they found out or found us? And we talked about the pretend game scientists have made creating a life telescope, which is called LIFE, to see or observe our planet Earth as a habitable planet. Pretty much interesting discussions for tonight, and I'm excited to meet you again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Yes, we will be meeting tomorrow at 7 p.m. to discuss more and talk more on Kalam Astro about space, its wonders, and probably more updates and your Ramadan plans as well. Yeah. That's it for now. I will meet you tomorrow, so mark your calendars, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned, even if Kalam Astro ends, stay tuned to Pulse 95. It has amazing shows, amazing music, amazing features, so Pulse 95 is your way to go always. So right, I would say again, farewell until next time tomorrow at 7 p.m. Keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
From the heart of Sharjah.
From the heart of Sharjah.
From the heart of Sharjah.
Pulse 95.
95.
Pulse 95. Something to talk about.